Part 2. You will hear the second recording. For questions 8 to 13, decide whether the statements are true, A, false, B, or whether the information was not given, C. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part 2.
For some people, running becomes a lifelong companion, a daily ritual as natural as brushing one's teeth. We asked John Aggleton from Cardiff, aged 62, why he started running and where he hopes his passion takes him next. John has fallen in love with fell running, or mountain running, which is the sport of running and racing off-road, over upland country where the slope climbed is a significant component of the difficulty. And now, let's listen to John, who will tell us more about his passion.
I've always been someone who tries to run off-road. It's not that I have a thing against road runners. I think they're amazing. It's just not for me. I do love running in the mountains, partly because, living in Wales, I have access to the Brecon Beacons and the Black Mountains. Running has gone through some positive changes since I started. I see a lot more women running. There's also a lot more variation in the shape of runners. If I cast my mind back to when I began running, nearly all the runners you'd see would be male and thin. Also, there's more interest in fell running. Over the last 5 years, the numbers have really picked up. Fell races are simply cheap. They're also incredibly social because you don't want anyone to get lost or injured. I don't mean it's not competitive, but it's a different spirit. People might discover fairly rapidly that fell running is not for them, of course, but it allows them to go out on the hills and see what they make of it. Another thing I love about running off-road is that you're much less tied to times. For a 10K fell race, for example, the time it will take you will vary massively depending on the conditions. So people don't worry in the same way about how long it takes to run each mile. Also, lots of the races have an emphasis on endurance rather than speed. There's a great longevity in fell runners in terms of being able to compete at the top level. I think off-road running is kinder to the body. I've done 4 road marathons and found the training and recovery horrific. I'm a neuroscientist. Obviously, I'm interested in the evidence to do with fitness and brain fitness. The evidence tells you running is good for you. It may be good for the brain in direct ways, such as neurogenesis, the production of new neurons. But it's also good for you because of it being a protective factor against unpleasant neurological things. On both fronts, as a professor of neuroscience, I have every reason to think that there's a huge benefit that can last a remarkable length of time. Now listen again.
For some people, running becomes a lifelong companion, a daily ritual as natural as brushing one's teeth. We asked John Aggleton from Cardiff, aged 62, why he started running and where he hopes his passion takes him next. John has fallen in love with fell running, or mountain running, which is the sport of running and racing off-road, over upland country where the slope climbed is a significant component of the difficulty. And now, let's listen to John, who will tell us more about his passion.
I've always been someone who tries to run off-road. It's not that I have a thing against road runners. I think they're amazing. It's just not for me. I do love running in the mountains, partly because, living in Wales, I have access to the Brecon Beacons and the Black Mountains. Running has gone through some positive changes since I started. I see a lot more women running. There's also a lot more variation in the shape of runners. If I cast my mind back to when I began running, nearly all the runners you'd see would be male and thin. Also, there's more interest in fell running. Over the last 5 years, the numbers have really picked up. Fell races are simply cheap. They're also incredibly social because you don't want anyone to get lost or injured. I don't mean it's not competitive, but it's a different spirit. People might discover fairly rapidly that fell running is not for them, of course, but it allows them to go out on the hills and see what they make of it. Another thing I love about running off-road is that you're much less tied to times. For a 10K fell race, for example, the time it will take you will vary massively depending on the conditions. So people don't worry in the same way about how long it takes to run each mile. Also, lots of the races have an emphasis on endurance rather than speed. There's a great longevity in fell runners in terms of being able to compete at the top level. I think off-road running is kinder to the body. I've done 4 road marathons and found the training and recovery horrific. I'm a neuroscientist. Obviously, I'm interested in the evidence to do with fitness and brain fitness. The evidence tells you running is good for you. It may be good for the brain in direct ways, such as neurogenesis, the production of new neurons. But it's also good for you because of it being a protective factor against unpleasant neurological things. On both fronts, as a professor of neuroscience, I have every reason to think that there's a huge benefit that can last a remarkable length of time. Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.